This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of reality checks and tech-savvy strategies to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity in this crazy digital world. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting those healthy boundaries with family and friends when it comes to all things screens. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with notifications, texts, and video calls? You know that feeling when everyone expects an immediate response, even during a family dinner or a much-needed weekend getaway? Yeah, we've been there. It can feel like a constant tug of war between wanting to stay connected and needing some serious digital detox. But trust me, setting those boundaries is not only possible, it's crucial for your well-being. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you navigate this tricky terrain. 1. Communicate clearly. This one might seem obvious, but honestly, clear communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship, especially in our digital age. Don't be afraid to have an open conversation with your loved ones about your need for digital boundaries. Explain that while you cherish connecting with them, excessive screen time can impact your focus, sleep, and overall well-being. 2. Define your non-negotiables. What are the absolute times and situations where you want to be completely unplugged? Maybe it's during family meals, an evening walk in nature, or a weekend morning dedicated to quiet reflection. Identify those sacred moments and communicate them clearly to your loved ones. It's about creating space for yourself to recharge and be fully present in the moment. 3. Lead by example. You know what they say, actions speak louder than words. If you want to encourage others to adopt healthier digital habits, start by practicing them yourself. Put down your phone during conversations, resist the urge to check social media constantly, and actively engage in real-life interactions. Your loved ones will likely follow suit. 4. Embrace digital detox days. Dedicate specific days or even just a few hours each week to completely unplug from all digital devices. Use this time to reconnect with nature, pursue hobbies, read a good book, or simply enjoy the quiet stillness. It's amazing how much you can accomplish and rediscover when you give your mind a break from the constant stimulation. 5. Find alternatives for connection. Remember, technology isn't the only way to connect with loved ones. Plan in-person activities, engage in meaningful conversations over coffee or dinner, send handwritten letters, or even pick up the phone for a good old-fashioned chat. These genuine connections can be far more fulfilling than endless scrolling and fleeting digital interactions. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on vacation with your family. You finally escaped the daily grind, craving relaxation and quality time together. But every few minutes, someone is checking their phone, pulling out their tablet, or glued to their social media feed. The conversation feels fragmented and the peaceful ambience is shattered by notifications. Sound familiar? This scenario happens more often than we'd like to admit, but it doesn't have to be this way. Let's flip the script. Picture that same vacation, but everyone has agreed to put their devices away during meals, hikes, and evenings spent stargazing. You're all present, engaged, and soaking up those precious moments together. The conversations flow freely, laughter fills the air, and memories are made without the digital distraction. This is the power of setting healthy boundaries. Remember, folks, reclaiming your time and energy in the digital age isn't about rejecting technology altogether, it's about using it intentionally and consciously. By setting clear boundaries with family and friends, you are not just protecting your own well-being, you're also fostering deeper, more meaningful connections. So go forth, communicate openly, embrace those digital detox days, and remember, life's too short to be constantly glued to a screen. Want to keep the conversation going? Share your thoughts on social media using #DigitalPoison. Let's build a community of mindful tech users together. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of reality checks and digital detox strategies. Until next time, stay real, stay present, and stay connected, but not necessarily online. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.